You're listening to His Time. It is Friday, September 25th, and it is time for Creation Club. Good morning, Pastor Wirth.
Good morning, Andy.
Happy Friday. Happy Creation Club Day to you. And how are things going for you today, sir?
Everything's okay, and I hope they are for you, too.
Yes, sir. It's a good day, and glad to be here in the studio and doing Creation Club with you today. What do we have for our Creation Club topic this week?
Well, today we're going to talk about what if dinosaurs really had feathers. This is the title of a News to Know article by Dr. Elizabeth Mitchell. She works for Answers in Genesis and the Creation Museum, and she wrote this article responding to some recent news about supposedly a new missing link. You know, the last couple of weeks we were talking about the news about a supposed missing link that had to do with human evolution, and the news today is about a supposed missing link that has to do with bird evolution. And so a sub-question that she asks at the top of the page here is, Zhen Wan Long, a big bird or a big blow to biblical belief? Before we get started, I need to say that there's a lot of scientific names in this article. I might skip over some because it's pretty hard to pronounce when you're combining Chinese with scientific Greek and Latin to give the names here. So I may abbreviate them or just kind of skip over them, so bear with me. But I'm going to read through her article because I think it is very good. But I think our listeners also might want to read it for themselves by going to answersingenesis.org and look for the News to Know by Dr. Elizabeth Mitchell for September 24th. And the title of the article, again, is What If Dinosaurs Really Had Feathers? And so she says, we've received questions about one of the latest so-called feathered dinosaur discoveries, Zhen Wan Long Suni. One letter summed up the issue well. The letter writer says, for quite some time, I had believed that the bird-like feathers couldn't be found on a Saurischian, that is, lizard-hipped dinosaur. And yet the recent 5-foot-long Zhen Wan Long has just that, bird-like feathers. If dinosaurs really did evolve into birds, who could understand Genesis? Okay, then Elizabeth Mitchell says, the writer then asks if the fossil could simply be a fake, and Dr. Mitchell says, the problem of faked feathered fossils is real and ought to be considered when evaluating new discoveries. Who can forget the infamous Archaeoraptor Liaoningensis, also known as Piltdown Chicken? That fake fossil from China was hailed in November 1999 National Geographic as a true missing link in the complex chain that connects dinosaurs to birds. Later, it was shown to be a complete fraud. The problem of feathered hoaxes has not by any means gone away. Evolutionary science writer John Pickrell has even included a chapter about this growing problem in his 2014 book, Flying Dinosaurs, How Fearsome Reptiles Became Birds, and it was republished as The Great Dinosaur Fossil Hoax by Cosmos Magazine. However, like many fossils, both genuine and falsified, this particular new fossil that we're talking about today was obtained from an anonymous Chinese farmer in China, and it says which province there is, Liaoning province, and we have no reason to suggest there's anything fishy about this particular specimen. They don't have reason to think that this one is a fake. Dr. Mitchell goes on, science is a marvelous tool. It helps us understand the world and the living things in it. With science, we invent wondrous things to improve our lives and devices that let us peer at the secrets of tiny cells and distant stars. But science cannot observe what happened in the beginning. Science cannot give us a window seat on the fifth day of creation week when God said, let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens. So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves and with which the waters abounded according to their kind and every winged bird according to its kind. That, of course, is from Genesis chapter 1. Neither can science allow us to observe the sixth day when God made land animals and humans. And we have God's word on the fact that out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air. Our reader is therefore absolutely correct in asking, if dinosaurs really did evolve into birds, who could understand Genesis? Dr. Mitchell says, or even Exodus for that matter. God reiterated the length of the creation week when he wrote the law on the tablets of stone and gave it to Moses. God allowed no time for evolution when he declared, "For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them." So the only living animals with feathers are birds. All birds, whether they fly or not, have feathers. Feathers have long been a defining characteristic of birds, distinguishing them in modern language from other flying creatures, from dragonflies to bats. To call birds living dinosaurs, as is so commonly done today by evolutionists, is to redefine them according to what they were presumably evolved from rather than what they actually are. Implicit in this maneuver is the world-based view, a worldview based Genesis rejecting evolutionary belief that fossils are like the still pictures comprising an old-style animated feature. In other words, though each is an isolated image, when viewed through evolutionary glasses, they seem to form a continuum, illustrating the evolutionary process. Yet, though some fossils that evolutionary scientists insist on classifying as dinosaurs have real feathers, they do not demonstrate evolutionary change from dinosaurs into birds. Like still frames in an animation, they depend upon evolutionary imagination to connect the dots. And here's a very important paragraph in what she writes. Furthermore, even if dinosaurs had feathery skin covering, and no such evidence has been found, would that prove that that they evolved into birds, or only show that something besides birds once had feathers? The latter is true, of course. Though differing from modern-appearing birds that share their place in the fossil record, some fossilized animals have genuine feathers and others have avian anatomical features. Why can't everyone just call them extinct birds? Because to do so would rob the evolutionary community of the transitional forms that they claim to have. So just let me just decipher that for our listeners in case you didn't pick that up. There are no true dinosaurs in the fossil record that have feathers. None. And conversely, there are creatures in the fossil record in the same rock layers with dinosaurs that have feathers and bird-like features. And guess what? They're birds. Okay? That's the point. See? So just as we said, to make an ape man, people try to exaggerate certain features to make an ape's fossil seem more human-like, or flipping that around, they take a true human fossil and try to make it seem more ape-like. The same as what's going on here with the bird from dinosaur evolutionary fairy tale. When they find a bird in the fossil record, they try to say it's a dinosaur with feathers. And if they find a dinosaur, then they'll try to look for something that they'll say, well, maybe this was proto feathers. You know, and again, it's not honest. It's hype and exaggeration and a lot of evolutionary imagination. It is not scientifically accurate. Let's go on. Dr. Mitchell says, when approaching new discoveries held up as proof that biblical history is false, and some are using this new fossil's plumage to do just that, remember that scientists' worldviews affect how they interpret what they see. Evolutionary scientists need feathered dinosaurs to justify their belief that birds evolved from dinosaurs. Bible believers know that there are no such in-between kinds. Feathers are one of many problems in the dinosaur-to-bird just-so story. The uniqueness of the avian respiratory system is another. The determination of evolutionists in recent years to call any filamentous material on dinosaur skin proto-feathers represents an attempt to get around the fact that feathered complexity is a problem for Darwinian evolution. Unable to find dinosaurs with indisputably feathery feathers, cladistic analysis has equipped evolutionists to recruit feather-sporting extinct birds into the ranks of dinosaurs. Cladistics is a method of classifying animals by tallying the traits they share. Evolutionists use cladistics to trace evolutionary relationships. Bible believers could just as well use these common traits to point out the common designs created by our common designer, namely God. while cladistic analysis gives the appearance of objectivity, it is highly subjective. The list of traits compared is readily skewed toward those deemed to be of evolutionary significance. Furthermore, inclusion of extinct birds classified as dinosaurs in the data set for comparison results in the recruitment of yet more extinct birds to the dino bird ranks. We must remember that the evolutionary worldview, a view rejecting God's account of the past in favor of man's fallible beliefs about the past, is the basis for their claims. But we have a reliable eyewitness to the origin of birds, ourselves, and everything else. Therefore, we know that birds didn't evolve from dinosaurs. They didn't evolve from anything. So what she meant in that last paragraph, in case that wasn't clear, is God's word, the Bible, tells us where birds came from, where we came from, where everything came from. We should trust God, who created us, trust his word, the Bible, and what he says about how he did it, rather than making up fairy tales as the evolutionists do. Dr. Mitchell goes on, and let's see, if we're getting short on time, maybe?
We have just about 4 minutes.
Okay, well, hopefully we'll get through this, and give me a warning when we get down to like 2 minutes,
all right,
if you would, please.
Sure.
Okay, so what did they actually find? This new Gen 1 long fossil is a 5-foot-long fossil with lots of feathers, real ones. It has so many feathers, arranged much like that of modern birds, that is even featured in the October 2015 issue of Birdwatching. Nevertheless, evolutionists consider Gen 1 Long a dinosaur because they see it through their cladistical glasses. Donated to a museum in China by a local farmer who's not willing to reveal his identity, it has been classified as a dromaeosaurid on the basis of cladistic analysis of 474 characteristics. This new dinosaur is one of the closest cousins of Velociraptor, but it looks just like a bird, says Stephen Brissot, co-author of Gen 1 Long's Analysis and Scientific Reports. It's a dinosaur with huge wings made up of quill pen feathers, just like an eagle or a vulture. And that's a quotation from that Stephen Brissot. Okay, so this kind of dinosaur is now considered to be feathered theropods, and that would include the dino-fuzzy dinosaurs like Velociraptor. And there's another difficult to pronounce one, Sinosauropteryx, which was also a feathered, they're really feathered birds like Microraptor and the Microraptorine. Some ardent evolutionists would agree that the very feathery four-winged Microraptors are just birds, and they have notations on this to document that there are people who believe in evolution who think the dinosaur to bird evolution account is not scientifically supportable. But others believe that they really are dinosaurs, and they think that the unique aerodynamic design with impressive leg and tail plumage could shed light on how flight evolved. In reality, the Microraptorines are extinct birds that shed light on the diversity in God's designs for flying creatures that he created on the fifth day of the creation week.
We have about 2 minutes.
Okay, with just 2 minutes left, let's kind of cut to the chase. One of the things that's odd about this particular fossil, which appears to be very much a bird, is that it has relatively short wings, which may imply that it was flightless. You don't know that for sure, but comparing the fore limbs to the hind limbs, it would appear that the wings with all those feathers are not as long as you would expect them to be. So that doesn't necessarily, you know, we have flightless birds today, so that wouldn't mean that it's not a bird or that it's a dinosaur turning into a bird. So there are other characteristics that sometimes you can find in birds from the fossil record that are not common in birds today. But, you know, for example, teeth. Archaeopteryx had teeth. No living birds have teeth, but that's not a distinguishing feature. So apparently there were extinct birds that did have teeth and so forth. Dr. David Menton, that we frequently quote here, has examined this fossil, and he says, it's a bird, though possibly flightless. This fossil is similar in some respects to Archaeopteryx, both having a long, feathered, stiff-looking tail. And Dr. Mitchell, at the conclusion of her article, agrees. She says that Zhenhuan Long was a big bird, now extinct, but preserved in the geological record of the global flood, a catastrophe that buried it and countless other animals under tons of sediment. It is not a blow to biblical belief, but it is a testimony to the avian diversity of our pre-flood world and our wonderful Creator. So there's some additional information there that we had to skip over so our listeners can look this up at the Answers in Genesis website.
Mm-hmm.
And as we come to a close, it's always good to bring it back to Jesus, because it's all about Jesus, right? Jesus
Indeed.
Is our Creator. Jesus is our Redeemer. In His Word, you know, Jesus tells us, you know, that Genesis is true. Again and again, he refers to the beginning and the accounts of Genesis as being historical fact. And so we certainly believe our Savior when he refers to these things as historical fact. And we don't believe fallible man's ideas. And we remember that Jesus came to save us, and he wept over Jerusalem and said, How long I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. May we all be willing and be saved by our Savior Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Wirth.
God bless you.
God bless your weekend.
You too.
Coming up in just a little bit, morning prayer. You're listening to His Time.